Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, dude. Love you.
Good afternoon. My name is Dwayne, and I'm an addict. I want to take a moment just to get in touch with my higher power so that he can give me the words that he wants me to convey to you this afternoon. Thank you. I'd like to start off with just the condensed version of some of my background, where I've been. First of all, I gotta walk. I'm nervous. I can't just stand still, so bear with me. A first for me. But in recovery, there's been a lot of firsts in my life, and I must say that I finally started to live. 52 years ago in Chicago, I was born on the South Side, mother and father. I have 8 sisters. I have 3 brothers, all of which are still alive. And I'm now starting to have a relationship with some of them. I didn't have a hard life. I didn't have an easy life. You know, I lived in the ghetto. I mean, I got in where we fit in, you know, what finances could do for us. But somehow, despite all of the morals, mores, and teachings that my mother gave me, I still counted on my own friend up here to tell me what to do. I made some bad choices. By the time I was 14, I had already taken my first drink. It was out of curiosity. And that curiosity, as they say, killed the cat. That opened the door for me to experiment with everything. But the reason I took that first drink is because I didn't like who I was. I didn't know why I didn't like me. I just didn't like me. And I knew that if anybody got to know me, they wouldn't like me either. So I pretty much stayed to myself. But after drinking, I could start mimicking some of the people that I hung around, that I drank with. So I would adapt their behavior, their character defects, their ways of living. I had no character. I had nothing. I hadn't even developed a character yet, a personality. And to this day, I finally introduced Dwayne to Dwayne. I'm getting to know me today. But before I jump up there, just a couple of little tidbits of information. I'm 52. I was born in Chicago. I had a good mother. She nourished me. My father, he was the disciplinarian, as I guess that you could call it. For lack of a better word, he beat me a lot. But I managed to somehow split myself in half. And there was a part of me that was able to deal with this, because the original Dwayne could not. So that was the beginning of my, I guess, my dual personality, so to speak. But anyway, I went to the service. I'm jump ahead a little bit. I went to the service in 1978, U.S. Army. And I got a general discharge under honorable conditions. I had a drinking problem. I didn't know it, though. But they knew it. They gave me an ultimatum. Either you take this honorable, or you take what comes after that. So I took the general under honorable conditions, which I still have my benefits and everything. That was in 1976. I went into the service taking the streets of Chicago with me, along with the drinking, and where I started dibble and dabbing with marijuana, with other drugs, Quaaludes, mescaline, microdot, yellow jackets, black beauties, you name it. I wanted to try it. Anything that I could put inside my system to keep me from being me for as long as possible, I wanted it. It didn't matter. Paint thinner, inhaling paint, charcoal lighter. It didn't matter. I still like the smell of that today, but I don't sniff it deliberately. just parts of summer. But to make a long story short, I ended up using crack at 35 years old. I'm not going to spend too much time on me because all of our stories are pretty much the same. The faces change, however. But I started smoking crack at 35. By then, I had already experimented with just about everything that was out there. I thought that I could just do like any other drug, take a hit, leave it alone. Unfortunately, it didn't end up that way. It was payday for me, my first time using, and I was going to school for emergency medical technician at Moraine Valley Community College. I dropped out after the midterm, which I aced, but I still dropped out because I found it, well, I thought I had found, my friend told me that cocaine was more important than being an emergency medical technician. I did finish high school. I went to college, honors, I have an associate's degree in applied science. I'm working towards my bachelor's. But the turning point for me is when I start counting on myself. When the spiritual part of me left and I was empty, I was a husk, I was a shell of a man. And to this day, I still haven't made that rite of passage into manhood, to total responsibility. I'm working on it though. My clean date is March 20th, 2011, going on 11 months. I came from Chicago and went to Waukegan. I stayed there for a spell, and I went through a program there at the VA. Actually, I went through there 8 times because I wasn't trying to get clean. I was just trying to clean up. That's all I wanted to do. Put a few pounds on me, you know, have a couple of people say, hey, you look good. My brain again. I gotta stay out of there. You know, and you know, pump a little iron and think I'm all that. Yeah, no humility whatsoever. And I went right back out there. Each time got worse. You know why? Because this disease is progressive, incurable, and fatal. By the grace of God, I haven't died out there in my madness. 17 years in the penitentiary I spent because I didn't want to stop drinking. I didn't want to stop smoking. I didn't want to stop not being me. I wanted to be anybody but me. Anybody. It didn't make a difference. It didn't make a difference whatsoever because I didn't like me and I didn't know why and I didn't care. And all I wanted was something that's going to keep me from being me. My disease progressed. 37 long-term, short-term, and detox programs in a 30-year span. Just to clean up, though. There's a difference in clean-up time and clean time. If you have not admitted complete defeat and totally surrendered, you're not done, and sitting here listening to me, you're wasting valuable get high time. If you're not serious about this program, and if you don't believe in the program, it's not gonna work for you. Nothing that you do in life is gonna work for you unless you believe in it. I finally believe in this. You know, it took me a while, yes, but I believe in this program now. I have a good sponsor, he introduced me. I had this sponsor 2 weeks after I got here in Milwaukee last year, April 3rd. I was introduced, I was given his number by a friend of his who saw my plea, who heard my plea at one of the meetings in the VA. And she gave me that number and I misplaced it. But when I seen that I needed that number, I needed somebody to show me how to do this because this mind of mine don't tell me how to do the right thing. It tells me how to do the wrong thing the right way, or try to find the right way to do the wrong thing. So I finally found that number in one of my books, and I called him up, and he's been my sponsor to this day. I worked his steps. I'm on step 9 right now, 8 or 9. Was it easy? What's easy? It's uncomfortable, yeah. And I use the word uncomfortable a lot because I don't have bad days or good days, bad moments, good moments. I have uncomfortable moments because my very nature tells me to wreak havoc, to create chaos, to start stuff, to get rumors going, to steal, to destroy, to break in, to take my money and spend it on drugs, to take your money and spend it on drugs. Yeah, my disease employed me full time. He don't realize right now he's going through withdrawal because Dwayne is right here with 11 months. Let him suffer. He's not gonna have Dwayne no more. My soul was into it. I mean, I was a rotten person, you know, and coming into this program, I found a new way to live. I love it. I love this program. I can't emphasize it enough, but you have to want it. I wanted it this time. When I got to the VA, and it's just an analogy, I got to the VA, I had what I call my lamp, and it just had just a flicker. You know, when the light's about to go out, it just gets to flickering. It was very little, very small, but it was that glimmer of hope that kept me in that program. I got ready to tell lies while I was in there, but a moment of clarity said, if I tell a lie now, the rest of my life from that lie on is a lie. You can't take the wrong turn and expect to get to the right place. So I wasn't going to take a wrong turn. I had to be honest, open-minded, and willing. And that's what I became, to the best of my ability. It's not right for me to be honest. I've been so dishonest all my life. It's out of character for me. I'm still uncomfortable with it. But it feels good, though, to know that progress is being made. I get to live two lives in one lifetime. Another chance. How many times I've asked for another chance? Step one, I had to surrender. My life was unmanageable. I still surrender, and my life is still unmanageable. But I got help today. See, while I'm in this room, my disease is surrounded. Can't get me now. But the moment he get me by myself, well, here, kitty, kitty. Check this out. Got something for you. You know where you messed up last time? You didn't get the room first. You should have got the room first. Then go get the stuff. Okay, well, I'll get the room first this time. CIA is looking for me. Am I that important? They're going to waste manpower? Big dollars, government money on me. I haven't had a shower in a week. But the CIA is out there looking for me. I sat on that milk crate until my ass looked like a waffle iron. But I went into the rooms of recovery and I sat in the meeting for 30 minutes and was ready to go. Seemed like my priorities are messed up somewhere. This is not my friend. I finally realized that this is not my friend. My mind told me that it was okay to consume a flammable liquid. Say it was all right, go ahead, you can do it. 151. Bacardi, bumpy face. Yeah, I done had the good stuff. I drank Wild Irish Rose. Yep, I was a wino. Yep. This friend of mine up here told me that it was all right to inhale 185-degree smoke. But I'm an intelligent human being. Supposed to be. This man told me 37 times that I could do it again. The same game, new day, 30 years straight, running the same game on me. This disease don't have any new tricks. He's trying the same tricks on me that he did when I first started. And anybody younger than me, he's running that game on you right now. He's gonna whisper to you. He's gonna keep you on surveillance. You know, when you get by yourself, he know if you're sincere about this program or not. You might be able to fool us in these rooms and put on that facade, that face. Your disease knows. He's laughing. You phony, man. We're gonna get you. Wait till I get you by myself. And that disease, every time he got me by myself, he would whisper those naughty nothings to me. Come on, man, you got this. You know who you is? Yeah, I know who I am. But then something this little breaks big old me down. 230-pound man, defeated by a white speck. A speck, not even a speck, a push. Some reds, I'm ready to kill you because you push my pipe. Nobody pushed my pipe. I'm getting ready to risk my life to go to prison forever because you pushed my pipe. Oh no, you done messed up now. I just changed that chore. Oh no. I can't get no more. Stores closed. You ever notice the level of motivation one has when the liquor store is closing in 15 minutes and you're 30 minutes away? And a dollar short. And it's raining. You got your house slippers on. How you managed to get that bike with one flat tire, bent rim, make it to the liquor store, praying that somebody is there with that other dollar, and that they don't close. And with everything we have in us, I always made it. I made it to that liquor store. I did. I put everything that I had into the things that were the worst for me. I took the scenic route until I became part of the scene. The same finger I pointed got pointed back at me. And what did I do? I numbed myself up a little bit more. It got worse. First, I was looking for that perfect high. I figured out, well, I'll probably get it, but it'd probably be the last 3 seconds of my life. No, I wait on that. I just continue to not be me. So today, I use the program, I use each and every one of you, just to see you here, especially newcomers. I love newcomers. When I was a newcomer, which I still am, but those first few weeks, what they call stimulus augmentation, that's when all my senses are heightened and even the sound of the clock ticking gets on my nerve. You jumped in front of me. I'm mad at me. That's the whole bottom line. I'm upset with myself because I thought I could defeat something and the fight was fixed. Fight was fixed from the beginning. So now everything gets on my nerve. You get on my nerve, I can't stand for my drawers to touch my ass. My shadow follows me every damn where I go. Too many people talking at one time. Quiet, everybody. I can't think. The fact is, I'm now able to start thinking. It was before that I couldn't think. Think of some of the things that our mind has told us to do. And we actually carried it out. Got any more bright ideas? I'm not going in there by myself. I got you all. I keep this disease surrounded. Integrity, I have it today. Nobody has to be watching me in order for me to do the right thing. It just feels good. It feels good to know that I've done the right thing despite everything that I've gone through and the person that I created in me. I took on every character defect of everybody in my surroundings. And if I thought you got to know me, I had to leave you. Because I didn't like me, and I knew if you got to know me, you wouldn't like me either. So I had to keep bouncing around. Gotta go here, gotta go there. Oh, you know me now, I got to go. In fact, you might even learn something about me that I don't know. We can't have that. No, we can't have that. You might say something and it might be right, and I get ready with a comeback, and damn, you're telling the truth. I can't say nothing. I didn't like me. Today, I don't love me, not yet, but I like me a lot. I'm able to say in the mirror, Dwayne, you're not so bad after all. You ain't the best, but I'm just getting to know you. Give me a little time. I'm sure you'll grow on me. So that's what I'm doing, I'm growing. Not just in the program, but I'm growing on myself. It's not easy being nice. It's not easy seeing something I could rip off and don't. It's not easy for me to look at a woman respectfully and not undress her. I could respect women today. I have 8 sisters. I love them all. I respect them all. Now I know what it's like to have a female friend without an ulterior motive. Life is good. This life is good. I made my life miserable because I thought I knew everything. 14 years old, one drink, and now I'm ready to solve all the problems of America. I got all the answers. You want to know? Come ask me. Take a number, line up, tell me what your problem is, and I'm going to fix you. That's what I thought I was good at. Fix, manage, and control. If I make 2 right decisions in a row, one of them was a mistake. The other one I probably saw on TV. Yep. That's how well my thinking was. This is not my friend. I got to keep that in mind. When it starts talking to me, when I'm at home by myself, and I'm looking at the clock, and I know the liquor store closed in 10 minutes, I can look at that clock and smile. I'm good. Go in there and fix me some Cap'n Crunch. Lay it on down. Chill. It's good today. I could wake up instead of coming to. I can go to sleep instead of passing out. I can wake up with the same dollar each day, that same dollar in my pocket. Yep, the same one. My mind tells me this 3-inch pipe costs $285 with the chore in it at Marathon. It's my friend. That's my best friend, my buddy. Could turn me into whoever I want to be. My house fit on it, 5 cars fit on it, all my clothes fit on it, my kids' toys fit on it, everything fit on that 3 inches. Damn, that's powerful, 3 inches. Why? Because I had a bright idea. Whew. Me and my bright ideas. But to the newcomer, you don't have to go through what I went through. Despite how old you are, I'm no spring chicken, but I can begin life now and make do make the best of what I have left. How long is it? I don't know. It may just be the next 24 hours, but I'm going to do it clean and serene in the right frame of mind. To the newcomer, those promises that the book talks about are just that, promises. If we are painstaking about this phase of our development, we will be amazed before we are halfway through. We're going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. We will not regret the past nor wish to shut the door on it. If I had regretted any part of my past, if I had skipped over any of it, if I had not gone through, if my higher power had not shown me that this is what I need you to do to groom you for the things that I got you prepared, that I'm preparing you for, I wouldn't be here today, because I would have missed one thing. One thing would have gave me another direction in life. I wouldn't be standing here sharing with you today. I wouldn't be here counting on you to help keep me clean. I wouldn't be here, because my best thinking got me in the worst places. I thought they were good ones. Wake up in the basement, the spider looking me dead in the face. Where you come from, dude? Can't even talk, stuck. That was me, an idiot, a blatant idiot. To sit here and think that a formula that a 14-year-old threw together could get for me what I could not get for myself. That's a new me, a place in somewhere in this realm of life that I would feel comfortable. I'm a 14-year-old in the microwave in a Pyrex coffee pot. Hook me up. How much you want? Okay, well, everything closed, so I gotta spend this. I'll give you double. You wait till the first. All kind of deals. I want PlayStation. 35, 40 years old, running down the street with a big TV. Don't nobody see me. Don't nobody see nothing. Big old TV, not no little one, big one. Every time I take a step, I'm pooping. But don't nobody see me. Can't nobody see me. I'm totally invisible. In the neighborhood, I brought the neighborhood down with my behavior. With me stealing and selling the same TV, the same stereo over and over. Sell it to you, go steal it from you. As soon as you go get you some, I'm going to steal it from you, I'm going to sell it to somebody else. Then I'm going to go in denial about ever seeing it and actually believe it. I never seen that TV before. How y'all going to pull that, man? Come here, dude, let me holler at you. I'm tired of talking my way out of stuff. I talk myself right into these rooms. With the grace of God, the help of the CA 12-step program, and all these beautiful faces in this room, that's why I'm alive today. Without all of you, I could not do it. Without our predecessors, not possible. I would have been dead by now. According to all human reasoning, I should be dead. But my higher power got something else for me to do. And everything that I encounter in the process of being the other person that I've asked him to make me, I must embrace, because it's a part of my teachings. I'm already paid in full. I paid my tuition a bag at a time, with my house, my cars, a bottle at a time. I've paid tuition. I'm paid in full. And actually, I paid enough for somebody else's education. But I'm only concerned with me right now. School is in. It's time to learn. It's time to implement the things that we learn into our life. Because if we don't use it, all we is just a smart fool. That's all. I've been that all my life. Or at least I thought I was. Best thinking got me here. That light that I brought to the VA had just that glimmer, but it had a cord on it, only so long. So I brought that lamp to the VA and I said, help me. That was it. They took my cord, they plugged it into the program. Pew. From that day to this one, the lights started getting brighter and brighter and brighter. Is it flickering? No. Is it bright as it could get? No, not yet. My higher power is not done with me. But I know that with the cord only being so long, that I could only wander so far away from the program, and that plug is going to come out the wall, and that light is going to go back out again. So what do I need to do? I need to stay plugged with the program. The program is the answer. I cannot emphasize that enough. It's not what I say. It's not what the minister say. It's not what the rabbi says. It's what the program says to me. It's following the footsteps of people that have already tried, tested, and proven that this program works. The principles, those traditions, the only requirement for membership is the desire, the honest desire to stop using cocaine and all other mind-altering substances. That means Xanax, hydrocodone, Oxycontins, Valiums, Sudafed, Actifed. I got a cold. I need about six of them. We can't fool ourselves. We have to be honest. I got a coin that says, to thine own self be true. If I can't be true to me, I can't be true to anything else. The minute that I lie to me, my whole life is a lie. It is. That's with anything. I'm not going to hold you hostage any longer, because I don't want you calling one Adam 12. We got a hostage situation here. But I love you all. And even though I had to condense what I had to say, because I can go on and on about this program, I just want you to know, especially the newcomer, whoever you might be, whether it's 3 hours clean, whether it's 3 days, 3 weeks, whatever it may be, you don't have to use no more. That's no startling revelation, I'm sure. But you do not have to use anymore. The desire, that obsession, all of it can be lifted and you can find a new way to live. You have to want it though. Desire, it has to be there. Belief in a higher power. Get your spirituality back intact. It's been there all along because you made it to this room. It wasn't your prayers that was answered. It was the prayers of somebody else that got you here. Yeah. Okay, autopilot is off now. It's time for you to dust it off, stand on your own 2 feet, and work this thing. I love you all. I wish you another good 24. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you. Oh, you're amazing.